Chapter 1. There are moments that can change the course of a woman's life from one heartbeat to the next. For Dani Standifer, this was that moment. She'd returned to Two Mule, Texas, a day earlier than she'd planned, intending to surprise her boyfriend. But the surprise was definitely on her. Rowan Ayer's body, hardening with arousal, demonstrated more poignantly than any Dear Jane letter that she'd been gone far too long. He'd moved on. Everything she'd ever dreamed of for her future evaporated like the sweat glistening on his naked chest. As well, it hurt that he'd chosen this place to bring another woman. The isolated, ramshackle line shack had been their favorite place, their secret love nest. The cabin sat nestled in a thicket of scrubby cedar, a tall live oak providing the structure shade from the late afternoon sun. The shack was situated inside the Ayers' fence line, equidistant from both of their ranch houses, perfect for the trysts they'd shared throughout high school and during summer breaks from university. Here, they'd explored their young bodies, talked about their dreams for the future, and made plans. Just moments ago, when she saw his horse and realized he was here, emotions had welled up, threatening to overspill. Gratitude for his friendship, uncertainty because he'd been so aloof of late, and certainly lust since this place had been their special sanctuary from the world. She'd squared her shoulders, preparing to climb up the steps, but then she'd heard the soft nicker of another horse. Peering around the corner, she'd spied a tall gelded bay and a leaden weight settled in her middle. But she hadn't wanted to jump to conclusions. There could have been a simpler, more innocent explanation for why two horses were hitched to the rails outside the cabin. She had to know the truth. Dani had crept silently onto the wooden porch and edged toward the window to take a glimpse inside. Two cowboy hats lay on the table. The twin mattress from the bed in the corner had been pulled to the center of the floor, just as it always had whenever they'd met for a little afternoon delight. Ro stood naked, a hand roaming his taut, flat belly, another gliding up and down his straining cock. But he was alone. No fire burned in the hearth, but the cabin had to be hot from the amount of sweat gleaming on his long, lean frame. She stood frozen, noting that his light brown hair was longer than it had been at Christmas, and he hadn't shaved.